Hi, I'm Jim Zdroik, Z-D-R-O-I-K. I'm the driver coordinator for the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers, and I'm the driver coordinator for the Wisconsin Spudmobile.
Tell us a little bit more about the Spudmobile.
The Spudmobile will make appearances at schools, to county fairs, to dairy breakfasts, to county fairs, even to hospitals. We're trying to encourage kids to know and understand where their food is grown and where it's coming from, and that's our major theme of why we rolled out with the Spudmobile.
It's been on the road for a few years. What was that initiative to get the Spudmobile rolling and some of the growth it's seen in that time?
The aspect of putting it on the road was to educate the public to understand where their food is coming from, kind of a locally grown based theme. It was all pointed to understand where their food is coming from. It just doesn't show up at your Quick Trip and Roundy's and Pick and Save. There's a process that goes into it showing up there for people to eat and consume. It took us like 3 years to come up with the Spudmobile. There's a lot of thought that went into the concept from the floral arrangement, which is all a potato field that was shot in spring green, to each station that's inside the Spudmobile. It all related to some portion of our industry.
Can you walk us through what people can see and interact with when you make out the trip?
When you come in to our Spudmobile, we'll have a theme that's field to fork, and it'll have six different stages of potato production, starting with cutting the seed, planting, to watching it grow and irrigating, all the way to mashing them on your home table. And then we'll have a live video display of the different varieties, some of which are all raised here in Wisconsin, some of our roughly 48 different varieties. And that'll give like a hands-on and a script of each potato that I have on my display. Finally, to a bug game that interacts with the kids. We've got aphids, leafhoppers, and potato beetles that are a problem with potato production. So we've got good bugs, bad bugs, and we try to educate the kids on that, and that's kind of one of the stations for our children to interact with.
Jim, as far as Wisconsin potato and vegetable growth, what are some of the varieties and rankings potatoes are in Wisconsin?
Potatoes are in Wisconsin. We're number three in the nation in the production of it. Each potato that we grow has a different use to a different demand. One is chip potato, which is our Snowden, down to the russet, down to our Snowdens, down to our fingerlings, which is heavy with the restaurant, but they're up and coming and big on the market. The reds, which have been a traditional one that are earlier, shorter growing season, all the way to the russets, which take 120 some odd days and more maintenance. But each potato that we raise have a different usage in it. So that's why we display for our store commercial people that come in, and that's why we have it in the Spudmobile.
Is there any health differences between different types of varieties, or maybe some of the health benefits of certain ways to consume them?
Not as such. They're all pretty much equal. I would say none of them are above and beyond a certain variety. They're all pretty equal. I would say they're all very comparable in the nutritional aspect of it. In fact, a potato has more potassium in it than a banana, and people laugh at that comment, but it's true. And it's all what you put on the potato between the sour cream and that adds the creativity to it. So,
with more health-conscious consumers, has that led to any specific types of varieties or demand from the consumer side?
I don't think so, but actually our organization, we are getting involved with a nutritionist that's going to come to us with us to different events as this year progresses. We've just taken on a certified trainer and a nutritionist that's going to join us as the summer moves along, and this happens to be our first event of the year, as it were, so it's coming on fast.
The Spudmobile, there to teach consumers and school-aged children about where potatoes come from. How has it helped when it comes to challenges or issues for potato growers?
They didn't even know Wisconsin was number three in the nation in potatoes. They still don't understand that there's that many grown in Wisconsin. It's a big industry. It's a key component to our agriculture in Wisconsin. And we're also number one in green beans and peas, number three in sweet corn. We produce 30% of the nation's carrots, so it's coming on strong. And in nutrition, it's all back to eating locally produced produce, and that's what I'm here for.
What makes Wisconsin an ideal place to grow potatoes?
I think the biggest element that keeps Wisconsin on the forefront of that is our water quality and our quantity. Wisconsin is blessed, I believe, with a rich aquifer that we do use some water in our potato production. Some varieties use more, which is maybe 48 inches of give or take between rainfall or pivots. And it's only applied at certain stages to optimize the quality of the potato, which the consumer demands, a nice looking potato with no imperfections. And that's why water is a key component where I live and grow. So portage is very reliant on the water quality and quantity.
And to help with some of those sustainable measures, what are growers doing to improve water quality and with their water efficiency?
I think the efficiency part, more of it now, is directed with the iPhones and the iPads. Most systems are all connected to sensors that will only program the pivot to turn on when the crop is demanding the water, as it were. So they can turn on a pivot 20, 30 miles away and say, they read and look at their iPad and say, well, this is calling for water. So then the pivot will turn on. Most everything now is all directed through and by technology, from our planning and guidance systems all the way down to spacing of the crop, all the way to irrigation, and finally into the digging part of it.
If consumers are interested in finding where their potatoes are sourced from, is there a traceability factor?
There is. On most of your 10 or 50-pound bags when you buy in the store, that little plastic clip will tell us exactly to which farmer has raised that potato. Nowadays, you aren't going to see a locally grown emblem on the print of the bag because of the grocery store chains don't want the consumer to know where it's being grown. That sounds corny, but that's the way and the way it's going now. So we can tell by the clip, but most consumers won't know the number of the farm where it's raised at this time.
And Jim, any other comments on the success of the Spudmobile or maybe future plans with it?
Future plans, we can't take on just too much more. Summer is pretty well booked. We had 90 some odd plus events last year for the Spudmobile, and I'm expecting well into the 100 this year because we've included more. Schools have picked up on it because schools have been one of our target areas, and it's making it easier for schools to have us come in and do it on-site. The students can come through the Spudmobile, and we'll set up the scheduling so they all have spent 15, 20 minutes, and they can roam through, and we'll spend a day at a school and spend the night and then hit another school in a day. So it's worked out really well.
Are there other potato grower checkoffs that have other Spudmobiles on the road, or has Wisconsin really pioneered this?
Wisconsin has pioneered. I wouldn't say we're following everybody. You'll say the Idaho, but we're independent and we're the rebels. So we have a Spudmobile. They have their own thing, and we go with it.
Anything else?
Nope. That's a be-